The head coach of the Giants, Tom Coughlin, joins us each and every week here on the show. And, Coach, obviously another challenge this week with San Francisco coming in and a quarterback who brings multiple weapons to the dance.
He sure does. He can run the ball. He's got a very strong arm. He's tall. He's fast, you know, so he throws the ball to the outside very, very well. They use a lot of bootlegs. They really haven't featured the option more than two or three times a game to this point in the season. I would expect it to be utilized more.
Coach, let's kind of go in reverse order and talk a little bit more about the challenges that the 49ers present to both sides of the football for the Giants.
Well, their offensive team obviously is built around the run, and they do a very, very good job of that. And they are very selective in how they approach each game. In other words, you'll see what looks like a totally different game plan sometimes from week to week. If you notice the New Orleans game, most recent game, ball was run to the left a lot. They run what we call power, where the lead back or the lead tight end will kick out, they'll double down, they'll pull the backside guard, and then what we call GB back to the weak side as well. And then they'll add a tight end to that side to block the defensive end and still pull the two backsiders and look to roar the ball up inside. In addition to all this play action, also features the quarterback running naked back to the other side, whether he has a receiver or a tight end or not. It could very well be that he's just keeping it solo as he did one play last week.
And, Coach, the quarterback has a great security blanket and a veteran wide receiver like Anquan Boldin, who he targets quite often. But there's a lot of other weapons, like Crabtree with that 60-yard catch late in the game last week on a 4th and 10.
And a super offensive line, a big, strong offensive line that's worked together very, very well, that has been established with the run in mind, which offensive linemen like that. You know, they don't have to. Now, they have given up 31 sacks. They've given up a lot of sacks. Whether it be off because they spend so much time run blocking, but they're very, very good at it, and they have lots of weapons, as you mentioned.
Now, given all of those attributes of the 49ers, assignment football has to be paramount.
Sure, absolutely. Assignment football comes anytime. I don't care what stage of the game you're in. It is assignment football. But when it gets to an option, and they don't run a lot of it, and that's why it's so effective when they do run it, when it becomes time for that, it is absolutely dive. It is absolutely quarterback. It is absolutely contain. It is absolutely, and sometimes the pitch man's added too.
Coach, obviously one of the things that you've talked about all year is balance, what you need out of your offensive game plan. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the things that you're going to try to get accomplished against their defense as far as your run game.
Well, they're number two in the league on defense. They're very, very good. They have a lot of quality football players. They've had some injuries in and out. The two linebackers are both going to be out, the all-pro linebackers. However, the two young men that are playing in there now are outstanding football players as well, and they're very aggressive. So running the ball, but when you talk about balance, that's what we would hope to be able to do. Last week, we had a few good runs in the first half in particular. Not enough, obviously, but you'd like to have it back and forth with the balance that you need. However, their first and second down fronts are basically a 3-4 or sometimes an under, that type of thing, with base pressures, not a tremendous amount. They play their schemes very, very well. They're very technically sound. Third down, you're liable to get anything.
All right, Coach, we wish you best of luck on
Thank
Sunday.
You.